能够有这个周末跟大家在一起。
I'm really happy to be here this weekend to spend time with you.
我想也再次谢谢教会过去一段时间也在我们服事上面有参与。
I thank the church for supporting us in our ministry.
我想这次来也能够稍微多了解教会的一些情况。
And I've come to a little more understanding of your church.
我想也能够离开的时候，我们继续在祷告中彼此来纪念。
And when I leave, we can continue to pray for each other.
也求神继续的带领着我们教会前面的道路和方向。
And I pray that God will lead you in your direction in the future.
让教会能够更清楚知道神他的心意。
And you will know God's will more clearly.
虽然或许有的时候会不容易，会有挑战。
And sometimes you will have challenges and difficulties.
但是我相信当神带领我们，他一定也会赐下足够的力量，帮助我们能够顺服他。
And God will give you enough strength to follow and to obey.
因为参与在宣教，特别参与在一些宣教训练当中。
And because I participate in a lot of the mission training.
过去几年特别有机会在国内参加一些跨文化培训的工作。
I participate in some of the cross-cultural mission training opportunities in China.
那特别在新同工的这个筛选上面，我有机会跟国内的教会弟兄姐妹们一起来思想一个宣教师需要什么样的一些资格一些条件。
As we think about how to select new workers among the missionaries, we were thinking with the leaders in China as to what their qualification would be.
我就常常跟他们说，神其实不是呼召有资格的人，乃是他装备他呼召的人。
God does not call those who qualify, but He
qualifies the call.
Qualifies the call.
英文比较深刻一点哈。神不是呼召有资格的。
God doesn't call those who qualify.
乃是他装备他 qualify 啊，他装备那些他所呼召的。
He qualifies those who he calls.
我相信神也会赐下足够的力量带领我们教会往前面走。
And therefore, I believe that God will give us enough strength so the church will move forward.
若是有圣经，好不好跟我一起翻开《使徒行传》第四章不是我们周报里面所列出来的，乃是
《
使徒行传》第四章。
Chapter 4, if you have your Bible.
我们要一同来看第十三节以及第二十九到第三十一节。
We'll read verse 13, chapter 4, verse 13, and then verse 29 to 30.
31. 使徒行传第四章，我们先看一下第十三节。
Acts chapter 4, verse 13.
他们就是当时的这一些宗教领袖们，他们看见彼得、约翰的胆量，又看出他们原是没有学问的小民，就稀奇，认明他们是跟过耶稣的。
When they saw the courage of Peter and John and realized that they were unschooled, ordinary men,They were astonished, and they took note that these men had been with Jesus.
请大家特别注意前面的第一句话，他们见彼得、约翰的胆量。
Especially, please pay attention to the first phrase, when they saw the courage of Peter and John.
下面翻到第二十九跟第三十节，他们还是这些宗教的领袖，在祷告里面，门徒们说，他们恐吓我们。现在求主鉴察，一面叫你的仆人大放胆量讲你的道，一面伸出你的手来医治疾病，并且使神迹奇事因着你圣仆耶稣的名行出来。
We go to verse 29. Now, Lord, consider their threats and enable your servants to speak your word with great boldness. Stretch out your hand to heal and perform miraculous signs and wonders through the name of your holy servant Jesus.
请大家特别注意第三十节前面一段，他们恐吓我们，现在求主鉴察，叫你的仆人大放胆量。
So pay attention to now, Lord, consider their threats and enable your servants to speak your word with great boldness.
第三十一节，祷告完了，聚会的地方震动，他们就都被圣灵充满，放胆讲论神的道。
31st, after they prayed, the place where they were meeting was shaken.And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and spoke the word of God boldly.
祷告完了，聚会的地方震动，他们就都被圣灵充满，放胆讲论神的道。
After their prayer, the place where they were meeting was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and spoke with the word of God boldly.
今天早晨要跟大家一起分享的题目是不能。
The title of our sermon this morning is Speaking Boldly.
不能不说。
Cannot not say.
其实这句话是从第二十节所来的。
This word comes from the verse 20.
你会记得这些宗教的领袖恐吓他们，不准门徒们继续奉耶稣基督的名来讲论。
So these leaders of religion told them that, or threatened them that they're not allowed to preach in Jesus' name.
十九节，彼得跟约翰他们就回答：听从你们，不听从神，这在神面前合理不合理？你们自己酌量吧。
So Peter's answer to them was in verse 19. Peter.Reply, judge yourselves whether it's right in God's sight to obey you rather than God.
第二十节，我们所看见、所听见的，什么不能不说。
So, 20, for we cannot help speaking about what we have seen and heard.
我们所看见的、所听见的，不能。
We have seen and heard, and we cannot help but speak about it.
我不晓得今天早晨你会不会形容你自己为一个不能不说的基督徒。
I don't know if you'll be able to describe yourself as a Christian of cannot help but speaking.
我十分的相信，其实神的心意是要我们每一个人都做一个不能不说的人。
I believe God wants us to become a person, a Christian of cannot help but speaking.
虽然神没有呼召我们每一个人做一个传道人，
although God didn't call all of us to become preachers.
但是我相信神呼召我们每一个人都做一个传道的人。
But I believe God has called us to be someone to preach about God's word.
能够在我们所处的环境中。
In our surroundings,
以及神使我们接触到的人中
and the people that we come in contact with,
能够与他们分享我们的信仰
and we could be sharing our belief,
用一个温柔的心把我们心中的盼望与他们分享
using
a gentle
heart to share with others what we believe.
我相信不仅是神的心意是要我们不能不说。
It's God's will that we cannot help but speak.
我也相信其实这个时代迫切所需要的就是能够看到更多听到更多不能不说的基督徒。
I believe this world or this generation actually does need to see more of these kind of Christians.
今天的教会我的感觉今天许多的基督徒是胆怯的基督徒是不敢与人分享的基督徒。
Many times we see Christians who are timid, who are scared of sharing their beliefs.
虽然我们有世界上最宝贵的一个信息。
Although we have the most precious message in the world.
不单单是关乎着今生更重要是关乎着永恒。
not only it has to do with our life now, but it's more importantly it has to do with eternity.
但是可惜今天常常教在教会里面，有一些的人，他们就会害怕他们就会胆怯。
So the pity is we are in the church today. We're scared and we're in fear.
因此今天早晨我就愿意从刚刚我们所读的这一段经文。
So I'd like to use the passage this morning.
跟大家一起来分享，我们怎么样能够成为更加成为不能不说的人。
To share with you how we can all become these people of cannot help but speaking.
若是你刚刚注意到的话，在这几处的经文里面有一个词出现了三次，我们其实也强调了。
If you have noticed, there's the same word has appeared at least three times.
就是胆量。
It's the courage or the.
宗教领袖们看到彼得跟约翰的胆量。
These religious leaders have seen their courage.
他们向上帝求赐下胆量。
They pray for courage.
到了最后面，圣灵充满在他们每一个人的身上，使得他们放胆。讲论神的道。
At the end, they prayed, and the Holy Spirit gave them the boldness to preach.
其实这个胆量这个词，我们或许可以先了解一下它的意义。
Let's understand this word a little bit. In courage or bold.
这个胆量其实在新约里面出现三十一次。
The same word has occurred in the New Testament 31 times.
我们很快翻到它出现几次的地方，我想就能够帮助我们了解这个胆量的意思是什么。
Let's go to a couple of those places to try to understand what it means.
若是我们翻到约翰福音第七章，对不起，第十章。
John chapter 10.
约翰福音第十章的第二十四节。
Verse 22, John 10:24.
这里约翰描述着一些其实也是一些犹太人围绕着耶稣，然后对他这样说：“你叫我们犹疑不定，到几时呢？你若是基督，就明明的告诉我们。”
Here it says the Jews gather around him, saying, "How long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Christ, tell us plainly."
我们和合本的翻译这个明明的告诉我们，明明就是这个胆量，我们今天早晨在思想的这个词，同一个动词。
The translation here, tell us plainly, the word plainly is the same as the word boldly.
而若是我们看这一节的话，我们会发现其实明明的相反词是什么？
So,What's the opposite of plainly?
是什么？犹疑不定，对不对？是不是？你要我们犹疑不定到几时呢？你明明的跟我们说吧。
Just tell us plainly.
所以我们看到这个胆量其实是跟犹疑不定可以成为一个对比的一个意思。
So the opposite is keep in suspense or not deciding.
另外一个经文是在腓立比书的第一章。
Another verse will be in Philippians.
腓立比书的第一章第二十节。
First chapter, verse 20.
腓立比书第一章第二十节，保罗他这样说：照着我所切慕、所盼望的，没有一件事叫我羞愧，只是凡事放胆，无论是生是死，总叫基督在我的身上照常显大。
Paul says, I eagerly expect and hope that I will be in no way be ashamed, but I will have sufficient courage.So that now, as always, Christ will be exalted in my body.
这里放胆的相反词是什么？
What's the opposite of courage here?
是什么？羞愧，对不对？
Shamed.
羞愧。另外一处经文，希伯来书第四章。
And now we go to Hebrew chapter 4.
希伯来书第四章，我们单单念第十六节好了。
Verse 16.
所以我们只管坦然无惧 来到施恩的宝座前，为要得连续蒙恩惠，做随时的帮助。
Let us then approach the throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need.
当然，在这边我们很清楚看到啊，胆量其实就是坦然无惧，没有任何的害怕。
And we see that this coming to God in confidence means boldly.
所以我们可以看到这个胆量的意思啊，是一个有把握的意思。
And we know boldly is that we are confident.
不是一个犹疑不定的意思，也不是一个羞愧的意思。
It's not a wavering or a ashamed.
是一种坦然无惧的一个含义。
It's a with confidence, no fear.
我想当我们去看这几处经文的时候，
And when we look at these passages,
我想我也要强调的就是，一个有胆量的人不等于是一个傲慢或者骄傲的人。
I'd like to stress, as we become courageous or boldly, we're not pride, it's not proud.
更加的不是自以为是，或者是瞧不起他人、取笑他人的宗教。
And it's not a way that self-righteously thinking, I'm only the person that's right, and we mock of others' religion.
一个有胆量的人，一个不能不说的人，绝对不是一个带着一种骄傲的一个傲慢心态跟人去传福音的。
A boldly person speaking not with an arrogant attitude.
乃是就像在彼得前书三章所说的，我们带着一个温柔的心，把心中的盼望与人分享。
And it's as if Peter has said to with a tender heart that we share our hope within our heart.
那我们怎么样能够得着这样的胆量呢？
How do we get this courage?
我想今天早晨从三个角度跟大家一起来看。
Share from three different angles.
我想请大家首先注意第十三节。
Let's look at verse 13.
我们从这一节一起来看门徒们他们胆量的缘由，他们胆量出自于什么。
And let's see where the courage comes from.
这些宗教领袖看到彼得、约翰的胆量，又看见他们原是没有学问的小民，就稀奇，认明他们是跟过耶稣。
So these religious leaders saw the disciples and they were, and these people were unschooled, ordinary men, and they took note that they have been following Jesus.
那么在这边很明显的能够看到门徒们的胆量是出自于他们是一群跟随耶稣的人。
And we can see from this verse, their courage comes from.Being followers of Jesus.
虽然他们没有受过任何的学问，
although they have not been schooled,
在这边说没有学问的小民，
they are ordinary men.
其实我们和合本的翻译或者英文的翻译还稍微有礼貌一点，其实原文的意思就是白痴的意思。
So these are very courteous translations. The original meaning is actually idiots.
Idiots. They are a group of people who have not received any education.
They have no education.
So we find, dear brothers and sisters, their courage is not from what they know. Their
courage did not come from their own knowledge.
Their胆量不是出自于他们知道什么，乃是出自于他们认识谁。
It's not from what they know, but who they know.
我想这是一个很重要的一个真理。
This is a very important truth.
我们或许有人认为，一个传道人他去过神学院，他受过了很多神学知识上面的装备，他就自然而然的有胆量。
So maybe we think that a preacher has been through seminary, they have a great education, so therefore he will be courageous.
但是我告诉大家，其实不然。
But I'm telling you it's not so.
因为这个胆量其实不是出自于知识而来的。
This courage does not come from knowledge.
你可以对圣经有十分的了解熟悉。
You can have a very much a familiarity with the Bible.
但是不等于你有胆量。
It does not equal that you have.
也不等于你有胆量。
does not equal the boldness.
他们的胆量是从哪里来的呢？
Where did their courage come from?
在这边告诉我们，是因为他们跟随耶稣。
This verse tells us because they're followers of Jesus.
那究竟跟随耶稣是什么意思呢？
So what does it mean to follow Jesus?
我可不可以很快提起一个方面？很快，我们今天早晨的时间有限。
Let me quickly go through a couple points.
我想跟随耶稣，当然第一个就是效法耶稣的榜样。
Is to learn from Jesus.
效法耶稣的榜样。
To mimic him.
当门徒们效法耶稣榜样的时候，
When they look at Jesus as a model,
其实从某一个角度，当他们遇到逼迫的时候，他们就一点都不惊讶。
And this is when they don't become surprised when they get persecuted.
因为他们知道，其实耶稣在世的时候呢，也受过了逼迫。
Because they've seen Jesus being persecuted when he was alive.
那因此，当他们跟随着耶稣脚踪的时候，
So when they follow Jesus' footsteps,
耶稣既然受到逼迫，有人反对。
Since people oppose Jesus and oppress him,
当然自然而然的，他们也会受到反对，甚至受到逼迫。
And naturally, they will be opposed and also oppressed.
就是我们今天所看的这一段经文的前半。
So this is the first half of what we read.
其实描述着在教会里面第一次的宗教逼迫。
So this is the first religious persecution within God's church.
我们千万不要认为宗教逼迫是二十世纪才发明出来的一个东西。
Yeah, don't think that this religious oppression is from the 20th century.
千万不要认为人反对这个信仰也是现代人才开始反对这个信仰。
And don't think that it's only the modern people that are opposing these religions.
对，现代人反对这个信仰的原因跟2000年以前人反对这个信仰或许有一些的不一样。
Maybe the reasons of the opposition might be a little bit different from now and then.
但是没有什么新鲜事。
But nothing is new.
有的人说我们是因为科学发达，教育发达，我们已经看清了这些东西，都是一些老太婆，对不起，老太婆相信的东西。
So maybe people are saying that the advancement of science has disproved the Bible because these are just for grandmas.
但是我告诉大家，其实反对这个信仰没有什么新鲜事。
But it's not new that there's opposition.
2000年以前，人也在反对这个信仰。
They were opposing our belief 2,000 years ago.
你还记得为什么这些宗教领袖反对这个信仰吗？
Why did they oppose the belief?
其实我读这一段的经文，我越来越觉得，最终其实反对信仰不是一个知识的问题。
As I read this, I realize that really it isn't a knowledge issue.
其实是一个心里面的问题。
It is a heart problem.
怎么说呢？你会记得门徒们他们医治了一个生来就瘸腿的人。
Remember, they have healed a person who was lame.
四十多岁生来就瘸腿的人，奉耶稣的基督的名叫他起来走路。
The disciples healed them, this person who was born as a lame person.
后来就带他到圣殿里面。
And brought him inside into the temple.
那是他有生以来第一次进到圣殿的。
So this person is his very first time into God's.
后来你回去读第三章，就描述着彼得的一篇讲道。
And in chapter 3 of Acts, it talks about what Peter said.
彼得讲完道，五千个人信了耶稣。
After Peter preached, 5,000 people came to.
哎呀，这些宗教的领袖，他们心里面很不高兴，就把彼得跟约翰抓了起来。
So because of this, they were captured by the religious leaders.
然后他们问他们，你们是凭什么人的名字叫这个人能够起来走路呢？
And they asked them, whose name are you proclaiming?
彼得说，我们是奉耶稣基督的名叫他起来走路的。
And Peter said, we have healed him in Jesus' name.
后来在第四章的第十四节，
And in chapter 4, verse 14,
他们不单单是听到了彼得所讲的话，
They've heard what Peter said.
他们其实也看到了那治好的人和他们一同站着。
They actually saw the person that was healed standing with them.
我特别在我的圣经里面把下面这一个词把它画了出来。
And I circled this next phrase here.
就无话可驳。
And it says there was nothing they could say.
就无话可驳。
There's nothing they could say.
然后呢，他们就把这些人赶出会堂。十六节，注意他们紧接说什么。
So they have chased them out of the Sanhedrin and then told them.
我们当怎么样办这两个人呢？
What are we going to do with these?
因为他们诚然行了一个明显的神迹。
Because they have done an outstanding miracle.
啊，凡住在耶路撒冷的人都知道。
Everybody saw it.
我们也不能说没有。
And we cannot deny it.
明显的神迹
It's an outstanding
无话可驳
There's nothing they could say
但是他们愿不愿意相信
But do they actually believe?
所以我们看到其实这个不信是心里面是一个感性的东西不是一个理性的东西
So this unbelief is not a knowledge issue but it's an emotional issue
当然我不是说没有一些理性的问题会困扰着人当他们来面对这个信仰
I'm not saying we shouldn't have any rational reasoning for our belief
但是我想最终若是一个人没有办法谦卑在神的面前，他不会相信。
But at the end, ultimately, if a man does not humble himself before God, he cannot believe.
就是你给他再多的证据，若是他的心是充满着骄傲，充满着一种批判的一个心态的话，你就是给他再多的证据呢，他还是不会相信。
You can give him as much evidence as you can find.But if his heart is filled with pride and with criticism, he will never believe.
所以门徒们他们跟随耶稣的时候，我想他们就一点都不稀奇，他们如同耶稣会遇到困难。
So because the disciples have followed Jesus, so they weren't surprised at all that they will have difficulty.
我想我们其实亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，虽然住在美国，好像是一个宗教自由的国家。
Dear brothers and sisters, since we live here in America, it seems like it's a freedom of religion.
我总是觉得好像这个自由是越来越受到辖制。
And I feel that our freedom of religion has been clamped down upon.
我十分的相信这个趋势。只会变得越来越明显。
And this trend is becoming more and more.
我们今天可以在这边公开的聚会。
We can meet publicly.
但是我不敢说一年之后会不会也是如此。
And I don't know.
五年之后会不会是如此。
I don't know if this would be the same way in a year or maybe in 5 years.
门徒们的胆量是因为他们效法耶稣的榜样。
Their courage comes from the.
但是或许可以很快的加另外两方面，不单单是他们效法耶稣的榜样。
Two more things. Not only they learn from Jesus.
他们经历过了主的塑造。
They have been trimmed and formed by the Lord.
因为他们经历过主的塑造，因此他们有一个信息，使得他们。不能不说，不能把他们所听见、所看见的、所领受到的与人分享。
The Lord has formed them, so therefore they have a message that's to them it cannot help but to speak out.
因为在他们的生命里面，他们经历到了耶稣基督福音的大能。
They have experienced in their lives the great power of the resurrection.
他们也体会到，其实这是最宝贵、最宝贵的一个信息。
They know and experience a precious, precious message.
因此，虽然或许他们心中有一些的挣扎。
Although they might have some struggles in their hearts,
但是因为他们知道这是最宝贵的一个东西，因此他们很愿意的与人分享，有胆量的与人分享。
They know this is a precious message, so they are willing to share with others, and they're sharing it with encouragement.
其实今天若是我们有更多的时间，不单单是圣经里面有很好的例子，其实在教会历史当中也有很多很好的例子。
We don't have a lot of time today, but there's actually a lot of examples in the Bible as well as in the church history.
我前不久读到一位，其实是第一位去到温州的宣教师。 他的名字叫曹雅直 George Stott。
I read about a missionary that went to Wenzhou. His name is George Stott.
The first missionary.
The first missionary that went to Wenzhou.
他是从苏格兰来的。
He came from Scotland.
即使他原来申请内地会的时候，内地会觉得他很不合适。
And when he was applying to become a missionary for the China Inland Mission, they didn't quite like him.
He wasn't qualified.
He wasn't qualified.
They liked him, but he wasn't qualified. 因为他瘸腿。
Because he was lame in the leg.
他年轻的时候呢，他得了结核在骨头里面。
He had
TB.
TB, so it went into the bones, and he was lame.
所以他青少年的时候，他的一只腿就截肢了。
He had to remove one of his legs.
他申请内地会的时候。
So he applies to be.
内地会看到他这样的一个情况，说你不合适去中国。
And CIM says it's not suitable.
万一有暴动的话。
If there's a revolution.
Okay, revolution. Yeah, I 没有到 revolution. A riot. 你一只腿，你怎么可能跑得过别人呢
？You only have one leg. You can't even run away.
你知道后来曹雅芝怎么回答内地会的通工吗
？So what did he answer?
他说我不打算逃啊。
Yeah, I never wanted to run away.
其实他后来加了一句话，我觉得也很有意思。
What he said additionally.
他跟他们说，你有没有看到那些两只腿都好好的人不愿意去？
Haven't you seen all those people with two legs who were unwilling to go?
所以我想我只好去了吧。
So I have to go.
他就被派到中国去。
And they sent him to China.
派到哪里？派到温州。
Wenzhou.
我不晓得在我们当中有没有温州人。
有。
这个温州话是最难听得懂的一个方言。
It's the most difficult dialect in China.
我不是说最难听的哈，我说最难听得懂的一个方言。
Most difficult, not the.
就把他派到温州。
So he was sent to Wenzhou.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，果然他在那边就遇到了暴动。
And he actually ran into some riots.
温州人那个时候是很反对这个信仰。
And Wenzhou people was really against Christianity.
他们就对这个红毛番人。
They were not friendly with this.
对他说：“你赶快跑。”
You better run away.
哎呀，曹雅芝有胆量，感谢主。
But he was courageous.
他对他们说
：“He told them.
他说你有没有看到我就一只腿？”
Don't you see? I only have one leg.
我怎么逃得过你们呢
？I cannot run.
我看我们还是节省体力，我就留在这边好了。
So let's just save some strength, and I'll just stay here.
他就留在温州。
And he stayed there.
分享主在他生命当中的恩典。
And he told the people about the grace that God has given.
后来在那边就建立了教会。
And he actually established church.
他的胆量是从何而来？
Why is he so bold?
因为他经历过了主的恩典。
Because he has experienced God's grace.
经历过了主的塑造。
He experienced God's forming.
我想在这个跟随耶稣的道理上面，我们可以很快加第三点。
And the third point about following Jesus.
不单单是效法主的榜样。
Not only that we see him as
经历主的塑造。
Experience his form.
我想也是回应主的恩典。
We also reflect or
respond
to his grace.
回应主的恩典。
It's our response to his grace.
常常被介绍的时候。
And when I'm introduced.
Mark 这几天没有这样做。
Mark hasn't done this to me.
但是常常会人会引用曾经戴德生讲过一句话。
Sometimes people use the phrase that Hudson Taylor has said.
他说什么呢？他说：“若是我有千磅英金，
yep.
中国可以全数支取。
If I have 1,000 pounds of money,
China can have it all.
China can.
好，若是我有千条性命，
But、
绝不留下一条不给中国。
To be accurate.
If I had 1,000 lives, I would give them all to China.
Okay.”
我们常常人介绍我常常就停在那个地方。
So sometimes people introduce me with this phrase.
但是若是停在那个地方，我觉得是断章取义。
If I stay there, that means it's taken out of context.
因为其实紧接着戴德生他这样说。
But right after he said.
他说不， 不是中国
No, it's not just China
乃是基督
But it's Christ
不是中国 乃是基督
Not because of China
我们为这样的救主所做的会嫌太多会嫌足够吗
Would it be too much to repay our master this way?
门徒们的胆量是出自于他们跟随耶稣
The boldness comes from their following Jesus.
他们经历到主的恩典。
They experience Lord's grace.
他们回应主的恩典。
They respond to God's grace.
因此他们不能不把他们所看见、所听见、所领受的与人分享。
Therefore, what they heard, what they seen, they cannot help but to speak out.
但是门徒们的胆量不单单是出自于他们跟随耶稣。
But that's not the only reason that they have their bold.
当我们往下读第二次胆量出现的地方
Let's see where else this bold.
我们其实发现他们的胆量第二也是出自于他们笃信上帝
And we also see that they have a strong faith in the Lord.
他们笃信上帝
In God.
我们今天不用时间去读其实我们在二十九节上面从二十三节、一路下来记载着这些门徒们被释放之后在神面前的祷告、
we're not going to read it but from verse 3 on there's 23 on believers have prayed to God after they were released
他们被释放他们就回到会友回到教会那边
when they came back to their congregation
然后他们就同心合意的高声在神的面前祷告
And they were praying together to God
就是在这个祷告文的里面我们就很清楚的就能够看到门徒们他们胆量的缘由他们胆量所出自于的
From this prayer we're able to see where their boldness and their courage comes from
譬如我们发现其实第一他们的胆量是出自于他们坚信、上帝是这一位创造天地的主、
For instance, you see that they have faith in God who have made the heaven and earth and the sea.
他们记得上帝是那一位造天地海以及其中万物的神。
They remember God as the one that created everything
会不会有的时候我们胆怯是因为我们忘记我们的上帝何等伟大
So sometimes it would become fearful because we forgot how
我们的上帝无形之中变成一个很小的一个上帝
God has shrank to become a small God
因此我们就、也失去了其实我们应当有的胆量
So we have lost our courage as well.
哎呀，若是我们能够常常自我提醒，彼此提醒，我们的上帝是这位造天地海以及其中万物的神。
If we can be reminded and remind each other that this God we believe is the one that created the earth and the sea and the heaven.
但我想到在旧约里面的一个例子。
I have an example from the Old Testament.
我不晓得大家记不记得拉合的故事。
If you remember the story of Rahab.
那一位在耶利哥城的那一个妓女。
And this is a prostitute who lives in Jericho.
她接待了那两个约书亚派来的探子。
She has helped the spies that was sent from Joshua.
你回去有机会读约书亚记的第二章。
If you have time, go back to read Joshua chapter 2.
哎呀，我们会发现这个拉合他的胆子可真不小。
And this Rahab, she was bold.
她居然敢在那样的一个场合接待这两个探子，还把他们藏了起来。
And that kind of situation, she has taken them in and also hid them.
她其实是冒了生命的危险来保护着他们。
And she was actually in danger of her own life to protect these spies.
是一个勇敢的一个女人。
She was a very courageous woman.
你回去看拉合跟 这几个探子的对话。在那个对话的当中，拉合讲到了一句，我就觉得是我们在门徒们身上看到的一个东西。
他
描述着以色列人的上帝是什么样的上帝呢？
And she described the God of the Israelites.
他说你们的上帝是那个上天下地的神。
And she's described the God of Israel as the one that's up in the heaven and also comes to the earth.
上天下地的神。
In heaven and comes to the earth.
因为他笃信以色列的上帝是唯一的神。
Because she believes that our God is the only God.
因此他的心里面虽然或许很不容易，但是他有这样的胆量能够做出这样的一个接待。
It must have been very difficult for her to make that decision, but because of her belief, she's bold.
所以门徒们他们的胆量是出自于他们笃信上帝创造的大能。
And the disciples are bold because they fastly believe that.
但是同时呢，他们也笃信上帝掌管的大能。
They also believe that God is in control.
你回去再一次读他们的祷告文。
If we look at their prayer again,
我们会发现，其实，在历史当中所发生的事情，没有一件事情不是上帝所许可、上帝旨意所认可的事情。
So we'll see from history that nothing has happened without God's consent.
若是你圣经还是翻开的话，单单看第二十八节。
Let's look at verse 28.
描述了耶稣基督怎么样被攻打，怎么样被钉在十字架上。
And how it describes how Jesus was crucified.
然后第二十八节说，其实这些事情只不过是什么？是成就你上帝、你手以及你旨意所预定。必有的事。
And verse 28 tells us what they did is merely what your power and will had decided beforehand should happen.
我们的上帝是一个掌管历史的上帝。
Our God is in control of the history.
哎呀，若是我们能够更体会到这一点的话，
we can really understand that.
我想我们更加的会有一个心智。
We will have
更加的有胆量。
We will have more courage and boldness.
为主来做见证。
And we can testify for our God.
当然，我们同时也看到他们的笃信是出自于他们相信这个胆量是上帝所给予他们的。
And they believe that this courage comes from God.
这个胆量不是你我能够制造出来的。
It's not something that we can.Fabricate ourselves.
乃是就像门徒们的祷告，叫你的仆人大放胆量。
It can only come from like this prayer of fill with us and speak the word of God.
不是我们咬紧牙关。
It's not if we grin our teeth.
不是我们忍受。
We just persevere.
不是我们自己制造出来的一个东西。
That I fabricate within myself.
乃是从上帝而来。
It has to come from God.
所以我们第一，我们看到他们的胆量。
We see that their courage.
是从跟随耶稣。
It's from following Jesus.
第二，我们看到了他们的胆量是从笃信上帝而来。
Secondly, it's because their strong faith in God.
但是很快，最后我们也看到，其实他们的胆量也是出自于他们领受圣灵而来。
And the third point is that they have gotten their boldness from the Holy Spirit.
祷告完了，第三十一节。
Verse 31.
祷告完了。
After they prayed.
聚会的地方就震动。
The place of meeting was shaken.
他们就都被圣灵充满。
And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit.
放胆讲论。
And spoke the word of God boldly.
当然，我想今天早晨我们没有时间特别去探讨圣灵充满。
We don't have a lot of time this morning to talk about how to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
其实这一个也是今天在教会里面相当有争议的一个东西。
And it's also a controversial topic within the church.
我可不可以顺便说一点？
Let me just say this.
越重要的真理，
The more important a doctrine is,
越是魔鬼撒旦 所攻击的。
And it's a topic that Satan is going to attack.
越重要的真理
，the more important the truth，
也常常会是越有争议的真理。
It becomes more controversial.
因为魔鬼若是没有办法拦阻我们不信，他的诡计会希望我们信的不对。
So, for Satan, he cannot stop us from believing. Then he will try to make us believe the wrong thing.
所以今天在教会里面，我们看到大概最会产生争议的一个，哇，其实两个，一个就是音乐，另外一个就是圣灵。
So the two of the most controversial topic, one is maybe music, but the other one is Holy Spirit.
但是我可不可以很快就把一个我觉得圣灵充满最基本的一个原则跟大家分享。
I'd like to share quickly one of the principles of being filled by the Spirit.
圣灵的充满其实的重要不是你是往前倒、往后倒、往左倒还是往右倒。
The importance of being filled by the Spirit is not whether you fall down forward or backwards or to the left or right side.
也不是你讲不讲方言。
It's not about if you speak in tongues.
你回去看圣经。
If you look at the Bible.
无论是在新约也好，其实在旧约也是如此。
Not only in the New Testament, even in the Old Testament.
圣灵的充满都是跟做有关乎上帝事工的东西有关。
And if you see the examples, it's all about doing God's ministry.
圣灵的充满不是不会造就一个人他自己的灵命，我相信会造就。
It's not that the Holy being filled by the Spirit does not help our spiritual life.
但是我认为这是附带的。
But that's the secondary.
主要的目的是帮助这个人，装备这个人来做上帝要他做的事情。
The main purpose is to prepare the person to do what God wants him to do.
若是你看《使徒行传》的话
，If you look at the Book of Acts,
我们会发现其实是非常清楚。
We'll see that very clearly.
每逢圣灵充满的时候
，Every time the Holy Spirit fills,
都跟做见证有关。
It has to do with being testifying.
第三十一节是如此，对不对
？31.
他们都被圣灵充满。就放胆讲论神的道。
They were filled with the Holy Spirit and they boldly speak the word.
这是第八节，第四章的第八节。那时彼得被圣灵充满，就对他们说，他就在这些人的面前为主来做见证。
So verse 8 as well. Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, he testified against rulers.
所以若是今天有一个人来找我，戴牧师啊，感谢主，我被圣灵充满。
So if a person comes to me and says, praise the Lord, Pastor Taylor, I've been filled by the Holy Spirit.
我大概会问他，那你有没有为主做见证？
My first question would be, have you testified for God?
因为被圣灵充满就一定会为主做见证。
Because if you're filled by the Spirit, then you will testify for God.
若是一个人被圣灵充满，他仍然是胆怯的话，对不起啊，很可能他被充满的不是圣灵，是别的灵。
If a person that comes and said he's been filled, but then he does not speak the word of God,
but it is not the Holy Spirit.
Where does the boldness come from?
是从他们领受圣灵。
It's from the Holy Spirit.
不能不说。
We cannot help to speak.
今天你我是不是一群不能不说的？
Are we this kind of people?
我心里面的祷告是主啊。是的，但是帮助我们能够更加的不能不说。
My prayer is yes, we are, but help us to become even more. Cannot help but to speak.
但是这个胆量是从何而来的
？Where does boldness come from?
我们想到第一是出自于跟随耶稣。
First is from following Jesus.
跟随耶稣而来。
Following Jesus.
效法他的榜样。
Seeing him as an example.
经历到他的塑造。
Experience his forming,
回应他的恩典
and response to his grace.
若是我们跟随他，经历他，回应他，我相信我们有一个故事，我们有一个经历，愿意跟人分享。
If we follow him, we're formed by him, we experience him. I believe we all have stories that we can tell people.
跟随耶稣
follow Jesus.
第二
second,
笃信上帝
falsely believe in our God.
让我们不要忘记我们的上帝是何等伟大的
神。Don't forget how great our God is.
记不记得拉合说什么？
Remember what Rahab said.
以色列的上帝是上天下地的神。
He is the one in heaven and in the earth.
笃信他的创造。
We believe his creation.
笃信他的主权。
We believe his sovereignty.
也笃信他会供应我们所需要的胆量。
Believe that he will supply all we need.
跟随耶稣
Following Jesus,
笃信上帝
Believe in God.
第三
Third,
我们很简单的想到了领受圣灵的重要
We simply said that we need to be filled by the Spirit.
求神帮助我们
Help us, God.
让我们每一个人都成为不能不说的人
that we can all become this people of cannot help but speak.
但是或许今天早晨在我们当中有一些都还不是基督徒的人。
Maybe there's some among us that are not even Christian yet.
我们非常欢迎你来到我们的当中。
We really welcome you.
你有可能会问
，Maybe you ask，
为什么你们要不能不说呢
？Why do you want to be cannot？
为什么基督徒需要有胆量
？Why does Christians need to be bold？
其实原因很重要。
This reason is very important.
因为我们手中所拿的这一本圣经。
Because the book we're holding here.
在这一本圣经里面所给予的信息。
The message that's in this Bible.
我们所相信的耶稣基督。
The Jesus Christ that we believe.
是那唯一的道路。
Is the only way.
唯一的真理。
The only truth.
唯一的神灵。
The only God.
天上地下，上帝没有赐下其他的名，我们可以借着得救。
In heaven or the earth, God has not given any other name that we may believe and live.
福音的朋友
，If you're a gospel friend,
信靠耶稣不单单是关乎着今生。
Believing is not about this life.
我告诉你，其实更重要的是关乎着永恒。
Most importantly, is about eternity.
若是你在今生不接受耶稣基督做你个人的救主
if you don't believe Jesus as your personal Savior,
圣经说人人都有一死
Bible says,
死后有审判
We all die, and after death, we have a judgment.
唯有借着耶稣基督，我们才能够领受到永生
Only with Jesus, we can.Enjoy eternity.
所以它的重要是关乎着你我的来生永恒
has to do with our afterlife, the eternity.
当然我们也相信在今生信靠耶稣我们的生命也是一个丰盛的生命
Of course we believe if we believe Jesus our life becomes an abundant life
因为这个信息是那么样的重要
Because this message is so important
因此我们不能不说
Therefore, we cannot help but to speak.
巴不得今天你打开你的心门。
I hope you will open your hearts.
接受耶稣基督做你个人的救主。
Receive Jesus as your Savior.
我们一起低头。
That's all.
天父，谢谢你带领我们今天早晨的时间。
Thank you, Father, for this morning's time.
从门徒们的身上。我们再一次被提醒我们都要做一群不能不说的基督徒
We've been reminded from the disciples that we need to become a boldly people
求主你帮助我们每一个人
Help us, every one of us
从跟随耶稣
From following Jesus
笃信上帝
Believing God
到领受圣灵
To receiving the Holy Spirit
主啊我们每一个人都有胆量
We all become bold
带着一个谦卑的心一个温柔的心与人分享
We have a tender and humble heart that we can share with others
恭敬的特别把我们的教会仰望在主的手中
We put our church in your hands
主啊我们为恩馨圣经教会前面的道路献上仰望
We pray for the Faith and Grace Bible Church
主啊不单单是让我们个人不能不说
Not that only that each one of us cannot help.
让我们的教会也是一个不能不说的教会。
That our church becomes such a church.
能够更多的不单单是在华人当中来传扬主耶稣基督的福音。
Not only we preach the gospel in the Chinese.
主啊，也能够在我们周遭人的当中，非华人的当中，主啊，我们也能够成为你的见证人。
And also we can reach out to others, non-Chinese, that's sort of...
赐下胆量给我们。
Give us the boldness.
主啊, 使得我们不能不说。
So that we can become this people of cannot help.
主啊, 特别为在我们当中或许慕道的朋友祷告。
And pray for those who have not become a Christian yet.
主啊, 今天早晨, 相信你把他们带到我们当中。
I believe you have led them here this morning.
求你柔软他们的心。
We ask that you will make their hearts more tender.
主啊, 不要像当年的这些宗教的领袖心里面刚硬。
Unlike the rulers of the religion at the time.
主啊, 让他们能够看到今生最重要的一个决定就是
So that they will see that the most important decision they can make in this life is to receive you.
打开心门,
that they will open their heart.
接受耶稣基督做他们个人的救主。
Receive Jesus Christ as their personal Savior.
我们感谢主。
We thank you.
求你垂听我们的祷告。
Please listen to our prayers.
奉靠耶稣基督的名。
Pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.